We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
We possibly could be looking at the greatest quarterback of all time. No disrespect to Tom Brady and what he's been able to accomplish.
How dare you?
Dale Arnold.
Because he sucks. Mind your own friggin' business. Go away.
Rich Keefe.
This is the difference between Celtics and other teams. You know, you get the steak, you get chicken, you get all kind of like, you know, like the French toast.
Keep eating it, fat boy.
Dale and Keefe. Middays.
Menage a trois.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Hour number two of Dale and Keefe, broadcasting from our Shaw's and Star Market WEEI studios. Dale is off today. Greg Dickerson is in. And we are just...
I'm so angry in that open.
You did.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were screaming.
Yeah.
Those were all the cuts they could find. They were like, put some Greg Dickerson cuts into the open, and all it was you yelling.
Can you put some where Dickerson's just talking at a normal, calm
didn't
level?
Have any
no,
of that.
He's just yelling at everything.
Was that all just from
I'm
last
a bitter
night
I'm
Bradford?
No, it's just me in general.
Just angry.
I'm just an angry person now. I used to be very happy-go-lucky, very
and you want to know
easygoing.
Now when I thought of laid-back, I thought Greg Dickerson. Now, you were a guy, Greg, and we would have these conversations. That
back in the day,
you would watch NBA League Pass.
Yeah.
You were one of these guys like myself that would watch out of market NBA.
Detroit versus Cleveland on a Tuesday in January.
Let's go, sit in front of the TV and watch the league. So
without a bet. Yes! Without a bet, by the way.
Without a bet?
Yeah. Without a bet.
You weren't chiming this
thing. I was not chiming it, no.
You were just sitting there and you're like, I really need to see how many rebounds Andre Drummond's going to get.
Yes.
And you would sit down
This is before Andre. Yes. This is.
How's Joe Dumars picking up in the backcourt?
Tristan Thompson.
Yeah. But so you've now had 3 months, 4 months without basketball at all.
Awful.
And we are, 2 weeks? No, 3 weeks away.
We're 2 weeks away from preseason games.
From like a couple preseason games, which that'll wet the whistle a little bit. But I feel like we have to get like reacclimated with the sport. It's been so long, and it's like the start of a new season.
I could have told you, and this is partially because I'm just mentally incapacitated.
Sure.
I could have told you 3 months ago the starting five for the Cavaliers. I don't remember now. I have to remind myself that Anthony Davis is now on the Lakers with LeBron James.
Right, he plays for the Lakers, and J.R. Smith is now on the team.
Yes.
And
Michael Beasley. I do know that Michael Beasley is about to be a Brooklyn Net.
But then you also have to reset your mental rosters because all these guys are bagging out. Like Victor Oladipo's not playing. Bradley Beal's not playing. Avery Bradley's not playing. So you're going through all of that. But as far as we're concerned, the Celtics are all playing. They are probably one of the few rosters that is 100% committed to playing. Now, who knows? A guy could test positive 2 weeks in and have to miss 2 weeks. We talked about Gordon Hayward, who, you know, he could have his wife could have another child and he might leave for a few days or whatever. But as of right now, they are all in. And earlier this week, we haven't had a chance to talk about it because we've been so Cam Newton centered. But Scottie Pippen was asked, he was on ESPN, and he was asked by Rachel Nichols if Jason Tatum can be the best player on a title team.
I really do. I think this has been a breakout season for Tatum. He started out this season sort of on a mission to separate himself from the other players who've grown and developed, as well as really showing some leadership, I think, by becoming an all-star this season. But his scoring was really starting to peak right there. He again separated himself a little bit from the other players to show that he was going to be the go-to guy, the offensive leader for that team. And I think if this team is to make a run, it has to rely on Tatum's ability to carry them offensively. And I feel like he's totally ready.
What do you think, Greg? Scottie Pippen,
I think that Pippen has lost his damn mind.
I think that Jason Tatum can be the best player on the team.
Yeah, 2 years from now.
Maybe, not right now?
Maybe a year from now.
Do you consider the Celtics a title contender?
Yes.
Okay. Is he their best player?
Yes.
So we're already pretty close
so
to agreeing with Scottie Pippen, aren't we? Because I'm with you. I think there was that stretch before the league shut down where he looked like a top 10 player. He was playing like a top 10 player. Now, that wasn't for 4 months.
Yep.
That was for a month. It was actually, it was funny. It wasn't right before the All-Star game or being named an All-Star. It was like right after. It was like that kind of gave him like another shot of confidence. And he looked like a top 10 player. He is not Giannis, Kawhi, LeBron, Durant when healthy. He's not there yet. But if you go back and pick a few of these teams, like most teams that win the title have Durant or Curry or LeBron or whatever. They have like that one lead guy. But there are a few of those examples, like the Pistons. You know, you got to go back a while ago.
That's the only one you can give me.
Yeah.
You can't give me another one.
No.
Now, 04, that's it, because you go as far back as the Rockets in their 2 years. They had Elijah on.
When the Mavericks won, Dirk had been 10. An MVP, but he wasn't that year, was he? He was.
I'm trying to go back to that season, whether I would have considered him a top 10 guy. I will amend my take, so to speak, with Tatum this year, just because the whole bubble thing evens everything out.
It is sort of a who knows now, right?
If you're Rachel Nichols and you want to, or if you're Rich Keefe,
yes,
and you want to ask the question, under normal circumstances, I would say absolutely no way. He's not ready yet. He's too young. In this bubble thing, with no home crowds, with no, with so much uncertainty with the shape that guys are in, or how quickly certain guys are going to be able to come back, or whether they're going to be, guys getting injured. Okay, yeah. I mean, when you put it that way, when you say he's the best player on his team who was a contender under these circumstances, okay, you know what? I quickly changed my mind.
Yes, I think so too. You're right. You put enough caveats on it, but that's kind of what we're dealing with. Because I think Lakers and Clippers to me are on one tier. I know the Bucks have this great record. I'm just not as sold. Like they've never even made the finals. Like I think, and they are so they're a deep team, and yet at the same time, Giannis is so far and away their best player, and then after that, there's a gap. And
couldn't you just see Milwaukee in a 7-game series not be able to shoot for 3 games
yes.
and somebody like a Boston or Philadelphia is able to steal the series easily?
I think the Celtics actually match up pretty well against them.
I think they match up better with Milwaukee than they do with Philadelphia.
Yes, I agree with that too.
People will look at me and say, Philadelphia, they're so dysfunctional. That team scares me from a standpoint of their size and what they can do with that size against the Celtics in the matchup.
What's weird about Philly is they are a great, great home team and one of the worst road teams. And
how are they in a bubble in Orlando?
I have no idea.
What's their record?
I have no idea. Do you split the difference? Is it more like a road game because it's not your home arena? Or is it more like a home game because there's no road crowd? Or
anything?
I don't know.
It all depends whether you're playing on your own court.
That's true,
if you actually have your own court,
that's
a real
home game.
Exactly.
Logo down there
Indiana Pacers are going to be scary. They got their court there.
No, that's true. But I think this team probably has the best or most talented starting lineup. Like, is that crazy to say?
I think this team has a much better chance of winning a title now than if you would ask me that question 3 months ago.
Yeah, that's
before March.
So this helps them.
This helps
this
them.
Whole
yes,
thing.
This helps them.
Because all of a sudden they started to become somewhat of a trendy pick. Like, I think it was Jalen Rose a few weeks ago was like, I got the Celtics coming out of the East and other, like, and you're like, yeah, okay. Because it is. It's going to be weird how these teams adapt to everything.
Well, you said it before with Milwaukee. Milwaukee is clearly the best team in the East.
Oh, yeah.
But when you think of these dominant Uber number one teams in the East in the last 15 years, I don't look at Milwaukee and compare them to the Celtics back in 08 and 10 and Cleveland,
the LeBron teams, the Miami teams.
No, I look at them and I say, yeah, you've got maybe the greatest player in the game. You got real good players in Bledsoe and Middleton and role player and Lopez.
Yeah.
But I still think if you can be a flawed 65-win team, they're a flawed 65-win team.
And they also were, at the time of the stoppage, 28-3 at home. And so that advantage that they would have had in every series is now gone. So I think when you take the Celtics, who they don't have Giannis, LeBron, or Kawhi, but what they do have is Tatum and Kemba, who are both legit all-stars. They have Jaylen Brown, who was like just on the outside of that. Hayward can play up to that level at times. Marcus Smart, and you know, that's just a better group overall than everybody else. But again, top end to the top two superstars is usually what carries you through an entire postseason run. So right now they would face Philly in the first round. But again, they're playing these 8 games, so that could change a little bit. Hopefully it does, because Brooklyn.
No, I want to see that. I want to see
you
Boston.
You want to see Philly in the
first
round?
I want to see that in the first round, yes. As much as I say it's a bad matchup, and Philly is the one team that, really the only team that, quote-unquote, scares me in the Eastern Conference, I still want to see that matchup because I just think it has the potential to be one of the best matchups in the playoffs in general.
Yeah, it could be. Now, the Philly and Indiana have the same record, and so that they could easily swap places, and that'd be easier for the Celtics because no Victor Oladipo, right. Then Indiana suddenly doesn't become that much of a threat. How many teams, and are you expanding the number of teams because of this format that could legitimately win it, whereas most years it was the Warriors or the team that's going to win or whatever team LeBron's on is going to be in the finals. Like, it was very predictable. This year, even prior to the pandemic, it was much more open.
Right.
And now that you take this long layoff, like, how many teams legitimately can win the title?
Five, six. I don't think the number is great as I would have expected. I originally thought, okay, this is just going to absolutely open everything up in terms of the playoffs.
Right.
But you look at Indiana as a good team. Now they don't have Oladipo.
Right.
San Antonio is very flawed. They're probably not going to make the playoffs anyway, but they ended up losing LaMarcus Aldridge. Portland, who I just kept waiting and waiting and waiting for the Portland Trailblazers to turn things around. They never did, and they're not going to make the playoffs.
No.
So I still think you have your usual suspects. I think it does give certain teams, like the Celtics, like Philadelphia, a little bit better of a chance than they would have had things been under normal circumstances.
Yeah, I think so, too. I mean, I think, the East, even as the year was playing out, I think, the Milwaukee Bucks were clearly the favorite, but until Giannis can prove to get all the way to the finals, I mean, Toronto, yeah, they don't have Kawhi Leonard, but they have everybody else back, basically, from that title team. Miami was always sort of a tough team. They would play really well at times.
But I don't look at my – I look at Miami that, as somebody who could knock somebody off but not win a title.
Yeah. What do you think of Joel Embiid showing up to the bubble yesterday?
Loved it.
Did you?
I loved it.
So
I
he shows it. Up in a hazmat suit.
Yeah,
gloves on. He had the mask on.
Guy. I know he ticks people off because he's so freaking lazy sometimes.
Oh, Shaq and Barkley get on him.
Well, Shaq should not get on anybody.
Well, why not?
Because Shaq could have been greater than he was.
Wait a minute.
Shaq had some laziness.
Wait a minute.
Shaq had
could have been greater than he was?
Yes.
Shaq's one of the 10 best players maybe of all time.
I think, do you look at Shaq and say he's a top five guy?
Top five, no.
Right. I think
Shaq could have been?
Yes, I think he could have been a top five guy.
I know, but top 10, it's not like you didn't get the most out of your talent. It's not like Derek Coleman.
No. Who was greater? Who would you take, Shaq or Hakeem Olajuwon?
Shaq.
I'll take Olajuwon. Olajuwon's the most underrated player in the last 40 years of the NBA.
Not enough people
give him enough credit.
No, Hakeem was great, but
Hakeem was better than Shaq.
Well, how come Hakeem didn't win more? Hakeem only won when Jordan wasn't there.
He had a documentary named after him. Okay, that's why. That's why he didn't win more.
All right, I would take Shaquille O'Neal. He was the Finals MVP three straight years in a row.
Shaq was,
and then won another one as the second best player.
Phenomenal. I thought he could have been better.
Yeah,
and I've heard that. And by the way, I've heard that from former players too.
Who do you got?
I don't want to name.
Okay,
names. I don't want to. Maybe former teammates
of Shaq's.
Okay. I've said the same thing.
All right. Could have been better.
But he could have been better.
Hey, could have been better here, that's for sure.
Well,
I would have taken a little bit more out of him.
He was all right here. When he played, he was fine.
He was fine. That team, fine.
That team early on in the, 2011 season was a wagon when he was still healthy.
Yeah, but he was going to break down.
He was so big at that point. He was big, but he was 39 years old, whatever he was, with all the miles
on him. See, Embiid doesn't scare me as much as he does you and Philly. And I know, Ben Simmons was kind of hurt when this all went down originally. And so they might be in a better spot, but it's just something about them. Like, they're off. Like, that's not a duo that seems like it's going to work. Right? Don't you think they're going to get rid of those guys?
But against the Celtics, it works. It's a favorable matchup for Philadelphia. You want to match up Philadelphia against Milwaukee or against Toronto. Yeah, you certainly have your questions because it's kind of a dysfunctional team and they've got such a crappy coach in Brett Brown.
Right.
But that team still against this team with Embiid and with the size of Simmons, I think it's the worst matchup for the Celtics.
Now, is it a legit title? We've been asking everybody this for both hockey and basketball. You take 4 months off, you come back, you essentially just jump into a tournament. Is that a legit championship?
Yes, absolutely. Why wouldn't it be?
Because you took 4 months off.
Okay.
And then it's like, so you wouldn't.
Who has the, let me ask you this, Rich.
Yes.
Who has the advantage in this tournament?
Who has it?
Yeah. That would be nobody.
LeBron?
You don't know. You don't know.
Well, that's also, that's another point.
But that's what makes it legit.
Of playing a regular season is to, you know, you get your seedings and then you are rewarded and you get more home games. Oh, yeah, there are no home games. There are no fans in the stands. This is not your typical. I'm not saying it's not worth doing. I'm not saying that it's not. I can't wait to watch it. But to say that the Raptors winning it last year and whoever wins it this year, it's on the same ground. There's no way.
If Memphis wins.
Yes.
Not necessarily
okay.
legit.
Okay.
Okay, but if yeah. you're if you're LA, Toronto, Boston, Philly, Milwaukee, somewhere Houston, somewhere in that group, if one of those teams win, how is it not legit?
If it is Milwaukee or Boston versus either of the LA teams and all their best players are playing, it has the closest chance of being legit. But what if Giannis has coronavirus in the conference finals and the Celtics win that series? Is it still legit?
Well, let's see. Let me ask you this question.
Okay.
Toronto Raptors.
You didn't answer my question, though.
I was waiting for an answer.
I didn't get one.
No, because I'm going to give you. Okay. I'm going to answer your question by asking you a question.
Okay.
The Toronto Raptors. I know that frustrates you.
Yes, it does.
Does Dale do that?
Yes, it does. Sometimes he does. Sometimes he will respond with a question.
I apologize. Yeah. Yes. I don't mean to do that. If I had known, I wouldn't have done it. Toronto Raptors last year. Regather your thought, Greg. Remember the question you were going to ask Rich.
I'm waiting patiently.
The Raptors last year, was that a legit title?
Well. Funny that you say that.
Well,
I guess so.
Guys get hurt.
Okay.
It happens.
Okay.
Guys
somebody getting
blow
hurt
out
or
their
somebody,
Achilles. Guys get flu somebody, viruses. It happens.
But if somebody gets the coronavirus and they're not showing any symptoms, like, I don't know, Donovan Mitchell, Marcus Smart, all these guys in the NBA that tested positive, they wouldn't normally even get tested. They would just go out there and play like normal. And now you're taking them off the court for... Oh, is it a game? No. It's 2 weeks. He could feel great in 2 days, but protocol, you're out for 2 weeks. So this isn't like a bad luck hamstring injury. This is you get coronavirus in the middle of a pandemic, and you are now out for the series. We've seen guys play through the flu.
Sure.
We've seen guys maybe miss a game because of the flu, right? They can't stop going to the toilet, so they miss a game. They don't miss seven. Yeah. Didn't happen to Fukarask?
The guy had to go to the toilet.
I think it was Fukarask. Like, you can't be in the net and on the toilet at the same time.
That was the Calgary game.
It was. He had to get up and leave. So I think that's just so much worse because, again, if you just take, like, Marcus Smart's word for it, he's like, yeah, I have it. I'm going to quarantine now. So I actually feel fine, but it just throws everything off. And you can get by with... Oh, hey, a bunch of the Nets aren't going to play, so the Nets aren't going to be there. Yeah, fine, whatever. As good as Bradley Beal is, his team stinks, so he's not there, fine. But if one of the top guys gets it at any point, Milwaukee could lose in the first round if Giannis doesn't play.
Yeah, but why can't you say that about, like I said, Kevin Durant blowing his Achilles out last
year? But it's not even an injury. It's not an injury. Injuries do happen. The coronavirus...
This is an injury. Well, coronavirus in this day and age, in the world that we live in, is an injury.
But, like, if you're not even sick and you have it, like, so many people don't even feel a thing.
Right.
And normally they'd be able to play. I don't know.
For all I know, you're...
I could have it right now.
Right now, you're just getting me all messed up over here.
No, we're 6 feet apart, Greg.
That's a good point. We did hug.
I think we're going to be
fine. The fact that we have Lemon Pledge here, I don't think that necessarily
works.
But
also, if you, at the beginning of an NBA season, just took the 16 best teams from the year before and threw them into a tournament, and whoever won that tournament, would you say, congratulations, you're the NBA champs?
No.
No. This is how long the offseason is, or this break has been.
But it's not like you only played until December. Had you taken a break in December and then come back and maybe only played 40 games? I mean, they played 60-something games,
right? Yeah, they played over 60 games.
So you basically played an entire season.
Right,
so I think it's still pretty legit. I still think, based on that, it's pretty legit. You want to make an argument about, say, baseball and 60 games? Fine.
Yeah,
I think there's an argument there to be
made. That's different.
But in the NBA, I don't put an asterisk next to it.
I wonder how these guys are going to respond to the no fans, too.
I love this. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. You mentioned this. We're watching our guy Kendrick Perkins.
Was talking about the bubble and the NBA and the whole the last two things he has discussed now on ESPN.
Yeah.
He discussed the Big Ten playing only conference games.
Right.
And now Kendrick Perkins, running back expert. Is Zeke a top five NFL running back? Kendrick Perkins.
What
God
is
bless
that?
The man.
I love Perk.
Good for him.
We love Perk, friend of the show, although I don't
not anymore.
Know if he's coming back on. He's pretty big time now. But honest to God, why is Kendrick Perkins talking about Ezekiel Elliott?
Does he know like the difference between like a power run, a toss, and like a blast? Like,
I would love to have the sound of a blast, Shyam? I don't know the answer to that.
Doubt it.
I don't know if he's mentioned that. But they're like,
is he a zone versus power?
Here comes Shyam, breaking down offensive run game. I don't understand at all why you would. Again, love Perk.
What Wiggy talks baseball.
Yes,
he talks basketball, so why can't, you know,
well, ESPN,
Perk talk about a different sport?
ESPN has a bigger bench than we do, I would say, especially when it comes to sports like, I don't know, the NFL.
Okay, Wiggy is a hockey expert, though.
Wiggy is a hockey expert.
His credit. That's
a good point. Plays at Hockey Town, so that counts. Yeah, but that's an odd one. So the Max Kellerman, Kendrick Perkins debate on who's a top five running back in the NFL. I guess.
God bless you, Perk. Good for you, dude.
Speaking of, ESPN's been putting out their top tens, and it's not just them. They talk to like 50 league
executives, coaches, scouts. They talk to Kendrick Perkins.
Scouts.
Kendrick Perkins was one of the people
they pulled
on
Perk,
the list by
Perk,
Jeremy Fowler.
Bradford, Sean.
Yeah,
right. That was three.
They really just talked to three guys, and they weighted their votes accordingly. But we'll talk about their top 10 quarterbacks for the upcoming season later on in the program. But you know, that is pretty good. We talked about it early on when we knew they were going to play in front of no fans, and then that topic has kind of gotten pushed to the side. But I am curious how these guys are going to play, especially some of them. Like, they were high school. They played in front of packed houses in high school. They played, obviously, in front of packed houses in college and their NBA career. And now it's going to be like, I heard somebody trying to compare it to the Summer League. It's not even the Summer League.
No, it's Summer League, they put in 10,000 people in the Summer League.
It's going to be comparable to the NBA draft combine when they run
Chicago,
like a scrimmage and they have a 5-on-5.
Orlando had no fans.
And all you hear is sneakers and whistles. Like, it's going to be weird. And I wonder how much, like, what are they going to try to do to sort of
add
noise or no?
Well, I was going to ask you. We've heard it with NFL, Major League Baseball. I haven't necessarily heard it with the NBA. Bradford and I were watching some of the Revs game last night, and they have gigantic screens behind each goal, and they have people, they have fans.
Oh,
I know the Bruins want people to do that, and they're going to do that in the NHL. I wonder if they're going to do that in the NBA, because I have not heard that.
I like the Korean Baseball League, where they just fill it with stuffed animals.
Or sex toys.
Sex toys. They had to apologize for that and return those, I believe.
You hate apologies, though. So.
I do. You should just wear it. Be like, hey, we're the sex doll league. That's what we do here. Home field advantage for us. We're used to it. We're not as distracted as some
players
of the other players.
Just enjoy their stuff. Yeah.
They do.
Maybe some other players might be distracted by sex toys. Not our guys.
Not our guys. Our guys care too much. Speaking of distractions, a number of the NBA players have taken to social media since they've gotten in there. And let's face it, they've had a few complaints. So we'll get to whether or not their complaints are legitimate. I know Wiggy was going nuts about it this morning on the Greg Hill Show, but we'll talk about the players, where they're staying, what they're eating, etc. Oh, and he's back.
Players.
Oh, sounds like he's back as well. You can join us 617-779-7937. It is Dale and Keefe with Greg Dickerson, Sports Radio WEEI.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices, anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dale and Keefe is on from 10 to 2.
That's why you get up in the morning.
Give me the ball and get out the way.
On WEEI.
Kendrick, what do you think? Is Zeke in the top five in his position?
Absolutely. He's top three. Listen, I never trust an anonymous source because if they can't put their name behind it, nine times out of ten, they don't believe what they're saying. He's everything that you want in a running back. He's a 1-4 down running back. He could pass. I mean, he could catch in the flats. He run with brute strength. He got speed. Guess what? They're putting 7 and 8 in the box at all times to stop him. This is the reason that Zach was able to throw for over 4,000 yards last year.
Zach,
NFL expert Kendrick Perkins breaking it down on ESPN.
You hear him talk about the A gap and the B gap. And
did somebody cancel? What happened? Did they lose a football guy along the way?
He's a Texas guy. Okay, he's got to know his Perk football. Here.
Does he, though?
Well, you kind of have to.
Who's Zach Prescott?
Listen, Rich, we've all made our mistakes before. We've all messed up names before. Do I think that he knows that it's Dak Prescott? Yes, I do believe so.
I am curious because, you know, we used to have Perkins on the show. He has made a big name for himself on ESPN. We have not had him on the show as much. And now that they got him co-hosting and breaking down running backs, I feel like we may never talk to him again.
This is the reason that Zach is able to...
You know what to do? Who handles guests? Is it Chime or is it John?
It's both of these guys.
Call him or text him and say, hey.
I texted him like 2 weeks ago. He did not get back.
No, text him.
Tweeted the cricket emoji.
Text him again and just say, hey, looking to get your thoughts on Cam Newton in the upcoming Patriots season. Can you join us? Text him that. See what he says.
We need to get your breakdown.
What are your sources saying about Stidham?
Right, exactly.
How about him catching the ball in the flat, 7-8 in the box?
I bet he'd tell us that, like, Wheel Harry's going to have a great year.
Maybe.
Wheel Harry.
We all mess up names. It happens. At least
he messed it up to a real name. Well, like, nobody's naming their kid Wheel.
Zeke is, he's one of 11 guys. He'll be on the field most downs.
No, you didn't like the 1-4.
Yeah.
You didn't like the 7-8, I mean, 8 men in the box.
He's on the punt team.
He had all the terminology.
He had a better breakdown. He had a great breakdown.
Definitely have 8 men in the box.
What do you think about Perk's hot take on anonymous sources?
I love that. That part of his take,
You think 9 out of 10 anonymous sources don't believe their own thing?
Yeah.
Or do they maybe just not want to get in trouble?
No, they just don't believe what they're saying. That's why they don't put their name to it.
No, they don't want to put their name to it.
They don't want to put their name to it.
The sources are great because they want to tell everybody or they want to tell people that they know something.
Get this info out, please.
But they don't want to
dare attach my name to it.
Right, exactly. But everybody wants to show that they know something.
9 out of 10.
They know secrets.
Are those like the interns that used to feed you info back in the day?
Interns.
The Celtics?
Greg wasn't allowed to communicate with the interns.
I was not.
That was only yell at them.
That was in his contract.
Oh, no, I didn't even yell at the interns.
He wasn't aware of them. Yeah, he wasn't.
Interns.
But
please, don't waste my time.
He's a 1-4 down running back.
There you go. 1-4
Plays on punt
down.
Team.
He plays on
He's the long snapper,
He's the punt protector. Zeke Elliott or Zach Prescott or Dak Prescott, whatever his name is.
At any moment.
I wonder how Zach Prescott's completion percentage was this year.
Probably going to be pretty high.
Messed up the name.
It happens.
I'm sure, you know, when you finally do get Perk on the show, you're not going to crap all over. Hey, Perk.
No.
Zach Prescott, huh?
I'm not a host of the show.
Zach Prescott, Perk.
No. Yeah, but you can chime in like you do. You could chime
in. Interviews. I know my place.
You could dive in. Oh, yeah, set that one out. You would call him, though. You'd call him on the phone. But hey, Perk, how are you ready to go? Hey, great hit there on ESPN.
What you said about Zach Prescott, are you
I agree.
On the money.
They didn't ask him the real question, though. Do running backs matter?
Well, no, that is a serious question, but we're not going to get to that today.
By the way, Zeke is not even one of the 32 running backs in the league that face the most 8-man boxes. Quick next-gen stats check on that. He's not even top 4.
You got the nerds after you. You can't just throw out these stats willy-nilly. The nerds will come after you.
Dak Prescott leads the league in completion percentage between between 21 and 34 yards, hence why Zeke doesn't face that many
accuracy
boxes.
Percentage?
Correct. So that accounts for drop passes, but the passes that were on target.
What do you think of that?
It's get better.
What are they talking about now? What are they talking about now?
Just wait. Another Kendrick Perkins.
They got him in for the whole show.
Kendrick Perkins about the show. He's an expert on yet another sport.
I think. Oh, is that Cormier?
UFC.
They're talking UFC now.
They're talking UFC now with Perk.
That's a sport I believe he's an expert in. He could probably kick somebody's butt.
Yeah, but
knows how
he
to
can
fight.
Kick some. I'm sure he could win a fight, but that doesn't mean you're an expert in UFC. I think, just looking at it here, I think he's in for Stephen A. Smith. I think he's just like he is.
Oh,
Stephen
he is
A
the
today.
Co-host.
Well, because they showed the screen and Max is in.
Who's the woman? I don't know who that is. I can't.
That is
think
not
of her name.
It's Charlie something.
Abby Chin.
She just. John, we were doing really, so well. John, we haven't mentioned that at all today.
John, I haven't stormed out of a show since about a year and a half ago.
Months.
You know, really, you want me to do it again before noontime?
Don't leave us hanging like that.
She blocked me on Twitter.
What do you? She blocked you on Twitter? Well, what were you saying about it?
I didn't say
she's
anything.
She's very nice.
I made a couple of jokes. It was nothing mean-spirited. It was nothing bad.
Well, I don't know about that.
Jokes, no, it wasn't.
People can take jokes.
I understand.
Do you remember
that.
What the jokes were? Should we talk about it?
I don't remember what the jokes were, but they were.
I bet she does.
Were they
hurtful? Jokes can be hurtful, Greg.
I don't think they were.
They weren't.
I think there was some self-deprecation, and I think I may have.
I don't know how much there was. I feel like it may have been more just deprecation of the other way.
I just think she's very sensitive. That's all.
Well, I don't know about that.
Good at her job.
She's very nice.
I didn't say she wasn't.
It wasn't her decision,
I don't think
Greg.
She needed
it wasn't her decision to take her job.
I don't think she or her people needed to block me on Twitter.
Oh,
I don't know
people?
If she has. She may have people like Edelman has
intern.
People.
I'm guessing she handles her own Twitter account.
I'm guessing that she's probably nicer to the interns than I was back in the day.
That, I'm sure, is true. Yes. What do you make of the NBA players showing up inside the bubble and either taking to Instagram or Twitter to say, look at the food we're eating and look at the hotel rooms that we're staying in?
It's why I said to you earlier on, I think of the sports, the NBA has the best chance of imploding for a variety of reasons. One is that NBA players are finicky, let's say.
Finicky.
I was going to say picky, but let's say finicky.
They're particular.
They kind of expect the best of the best, and if you're not necessarily getting the Four Seasons or the Hotel X up in Toronto or
that's it.
Ritz-Carlton,
right.
If you're not getting that exact treatment, they're going to bitch about it.
I thought it was so cringy when you saw, you know, Enes Kanter walking in and be like, this for 3 months? Oh, my God, 3 months of this? This isn't going to do. And then Rondo posted something that it said it looked like a Motel 6. I was like, ugh. First of all, it's not that bad. And I know they're used to staying at the Four Seasons. I'm used to staying at lesser than it. But you're there to play basketball. And if you don't want to play, guess what? You can bag out like a dozen or so other guys have already done.
And not make money.
And not make money. Although, they've made most of their money.
Well, reason why I think they could implode.
They could, but once you're there, don't you just have to suck it up and do it? And then they're complaining about the food. I've heard a couple of different things on the food is that the first 48 hours while they're there, they have to be fed a certain way for whatever the safety precautions are. And then after that, it's going to open up to more options and things like that. But these guys are all taking pictures of it. Jason Tatum had those weird looking tacos. And again, you put any food on a paper plate, it's going to look worse if you dress it up on an ice.
It's like the stir fry that I saw from the WNBA player.
Yeah.
If you got a stir fry at a restaurant and they put it on a plate, it's going to look good.
Right.
If you get it in a plastic container that's been sitting around for 25 minutes to get delivered to you,
correct,
it's going to look like diarrhea.
It's not
so
always.
It's obvious that, you know.
You know, none of these guys have said how it tastes. Maybe it's
true.
Delicious. Maybe everything's delicious.
But it's your typical 20-something. It's your typical millennium. Take pictures. Show that bitch about this and complain about that.
Like, I get
it's not perfect.
You know, Jason Tatum was apprehensive about leaving his young son.
All that's
I
fine,
get it.
Yeah.
I 100% get that. I think all those guys, it makes a lot of sense in the world. If you are leaving your pregnant wife, or if you were leaving just your, you know, non-pregnant wife, whatever, your
and
family, your and your girl, all your girlfriends, you're leaving all of them behind. Although I feel like some of them may find
they
their way inside
in
the bubble. I don't know. There could be a place where there's interactions there, but I get that part of it. It's not ideal, but just the complaining about the rooms, I thought came across really lame. I was like, all right, yeah, you guys, this isn't perfect.
Yeah, but how was
the season's not perfect,
right?
The seasons, we've had to wait 3 months, 4 months for you guys to play.
Well,
I think what hits
them is, okay, A, this is not the Four Seasons. Yeah, the Grand Floridian and the place that wherever the
Yeah, there's
the
three
Coronado,
different hotels, right? Yeah.
The Coronado, wherever they're staying at are nice places. I'm sure that they're close to a Four Seasons level. But for most NBA players, you stay in a hotel room for three nights at the most. I think they probably look at the hotel room going, yeah, okay, it's nice, but it's the size of a box,
but
and I gotta be in this box for the next 3 months.
But they're giving them other stuff to do. Like, it's not like you're in the hotel.
Oh, that's right. There's the video game room, the ballroom with all the video games.
All these guys are going to be playing video games, by the way. A whole bunch of them have, like,
Twitch their stuff.
And they're all brought their stuff. Did you see
They're like the Hanson brothers. They brought their freaking toys.
Did you see the picture going around of Romeo Langford?
Yeah, he's going to the bubble for 4 months with one backpack and a Nintendo Switch.
Amazing.
So he's going to wash the same clothes
every day. If that doesn't screen 22-year-old in this day and age, I don't know what does.
I should be fine. I got my Switch.
A lot of Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild right there.
Yeah, you got Wi-Fi in there? You should be fine.
No, hey, that should be a good thing.
What more do you want?
You look and say, hey, guy's concentrating on basketball. He's not worried about 8 million other things.
No, he's not.
He's going to play some video games during his downtime, but he's worried about basketball.
I believe they're going to get a sneak peek of the movie Black Widow. I believe they're going to be the first ones to see Black Widow. At least that was reported a few weeks ago. I think there's a golf course or two down there.
There is, but I don't know. Are they allowed to golf?
Yeah,
at some point. I don't think they are right away.
No, maybe not right away. I think there are. Yeah, there are more restrictions right now. But
Jason Tatum's excited. He wants to play golf.
Oh yeah,
he loves his golf now.
Well, good. So he'll get out there. I mean, I think, and also some of these guys complaining, really going to be there 3 weeks, 4 weeks.
Well, some guys, yeah,
they're not going to be. They broke down the numbers saying like after a month. More than half of the teams are gone.
Right.
Right? Because they're inviting, 22 teams? Only 16 make the playoffs. And then after the first round, I mean, I don't know. And the longer you're there, the better chance you have at a title. So I think these guys should just suck it up. Like, that part of it's pathetic. I know there are concerns about restarting all of these leagues. There are issues. Players want their money, but they want everything. But they're going to have to make adjustments. It's just the way that it is.
If a hockey player complains about the accommodations, then I will be shocked. Yes. I will know there's a problem.
Yep. We'll have to check if
Patrice Bergeron is Instagramming
he's on Instagram.
Let's say he signs up and he Instagrams a picture of a meal, then I know that there's really an issue.
Speaking of Patrice Bergeron, we put out a poll question last hour for each of the four pro teams in town. Who is the most popular player on each team right now, and then we can reset next week on who the most popular player is in Boston, because between me, Greg, Dale from yesterday, and Shime, we have four different answers. So I'm curious to see who is going to end up winning this. So we'll update the poll when we come back. 617-779-7937 plus our week in review coming up at 12:30, including some of our Hamilton debate.
And Kendrick Perkins NHL bubble.
He's going to talk about who he likes coming out of Toronto coming up next. It's Dale Keefe with Greg Dickerson.
How many times has Rich Keefe been wrong?
Zero. Ever?
Ever. Ever. Ever.
Now back to Dale and Keefe on WEEI.
Back here at Dale and Keith. Dale is off today. Greg Dickerson is in. It was a quick turnaround for Greg. He was on last night, but he was nice enough to save some takes for today.
No, I'm just recycling everything.
Same stuff from last night. Yeah,
same spiel, same words. I had a 100%. Feeling. It's all the same.
I had a feeling. Last hour, we took to Twitter, at Dale Keith WEEI, to ask the question, who's the most popular athlete in town? Because I don't know who it is. I don't think we're not really sure who it is.
So I know who it is.
You do?
Yeah.
I don't think you do.
I think I do.
Cam Newton.
Yes, I did.
Which I think is close, but according to Twitter so far, and again, this is going to be open for a couple of days, so this isn't the voting is not completed, but Julian Edelman is running away with it. We're going team by team first, and then we will crown whoever the most popular guy is in the city. But Edelman's crushing Cam Newton. Edelman has 78.2% of the vote.
Yeah, I can see that.
Cam Newton second, then Gilmore, then Hightower.
People are wrong. I can understand. They've been voting that way. They're wrong, but yeah. I can understand it.
Oh, okay. Well, it's pretty lopsided Edelman's favor. The Bruins.
A lot of people can be wrong, Rich.
That has happened before.
There can be a lot of people who can be wrong.
That's a good point. Patrice Bergeron is leading the Bruins right now.
Okay.
58%. Pastrnak at 17%. Chara 13%. Marchand 11%.
Oh.
Marchand not as popular as I once thought. Jason Tatum is running away with the Celtics, 74%.
Now, number two is the one that interests me, because I told you Marcus Smart should be a runaway number two.
He is.
Okay.
You're correct.
Thank you very much.
Just under 18%, and then Jaylen Brown, Kemba Walker are about the same. And then Xander Bogaerts is far and away the most popular Red Sox
player. And there is no 2-3-4 on the list for the Red Sox. No one else has been voted for.
It's unanimous. Bogaerts, 68%.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's it?
And then Devers, Martinez, followed by Sale. So, there you go. That's an interesting...
I don't know how you vote for Sale.
Little exercise.
I just don't know how you vote for Sale.
Could the be fat thumbs. Sometimes people vote on their phone and it's fat thumbs.
I do that all the time.
You're like, hey, I want to vote for Devers. Oh, it's a Sale vote. Oh, son of a gun. You can't have it back. They don't like you. You can't edit things on Twitter.
Everybody
only
gets one.
You can't have it back. So
you can't edit things on Twitter.
You cannot.
I didn't realize. I don't think I ever heard that. I know you can't. I know you can't on Facebook. I know you can erase things, delete things.
You can delete things, but you can't like have a spelling error and then.
You can do that on Facebook. I know that Facebook. You can
Facebook.
Edit. Facebook. You can edit Twitter. Oh. I didn't realize you couldn't edit.
What about TikTok, Shime? Can you edit your TikTok?
It doesn't. I get off it. Get off TikTok, Shime.
Not getting off TikTok.
You're no on TikTok. You're afraid of TikTok.
Oh, please. They're going to shut it down this weekend. That's what I'm hearing.
So, Shime, you better think about where you're going to put all those sweet vids.
I already have a plan. We're going to upload it to Instagram.
Government's coming after you. Get
We're just going
now.
To Instagram.
Are you afraid that all of your information's been stolen?
No. No one wants to steal my information.
Like, people know, hey, Chris Shime enjoys dancing videos.
People can know that anyways. I kind of make that as public as possible.
They're trying to shut it down, though.
The fact that 40,000 people in Russia have your social security number, it doesn't bother you from TikTok?
No.
No? Okay.
They can have it. It'd probably be better for them.
Is that part of the sign-up for TikTok? You have to put in your social?
No, it's not.
Social security in there.
Yeah, but
first pet.
Right. Exactly.
I haven't even had to put in a credit card.
Street you
We're
grew
fine.
Up on.
This is oddly specific.
Mother's maiden name.
Yeah, it's all on there.
MVP
huh?
pick last season.
Well, first car
well,
Sean you
puts
own.
That on there anyway.
Third favorite Bruin.
Who's your third favorite Bruin on the current roster? Go ahead. So you're sticking with TikTok until it goes down?
Yeah, until they shut it down. I'm staying with it.
Are you one of these people that's worried about people tracking you, Greg? Because guess what? They already are.
Yeah,
it doesn't bother you.
No, it doesn't bother me. No.
Yeah. Because that's what everybody's
like. I'm not worried about it because I just know that I guarantee my social security number is out there somewhere.
Oh, somebody, it's 100% out there. Somebody's like just sitting there like, what do I do with this? Well, how do I monetize this?
There's a new credit card with my name on it that somebody has somewhere. Right. It's just the day and age we live in.
Like, why do I have poor credit? Oh, it's because people are running around the country stealing your...
I own a house, so I'm okay. Yeah. I don't need a new house.
No, that's true. Right. But I mean, I think... Yeah, because everybody gets all... up in arms about it because that was one of the things we were talking about earlier in the week.
Was your identification ever been stolen? Mine has.
No.
Yeah.
I don't think so. What happens? What's next step? Because you don't get a new social security number.
No.
So the person that stole it still has it.
Apparently.
Or did they track that person down and punish them?
All I know is I've had to cancel credit cards and
that's happened to my wife a few times where there's like. Weird charges and things like that, and then get a new credit card. But that's different than getting like your identity stolen, isn't it?
Because
it's not like they
you don't know how they get it though. You don't know how they're getting.
Well,
it.
To me,
it's the same thing. You
but
get
they don't necessarily
stolen.
Have your social security number. They just have like your credit card number.
I got a call the other day saying there was an arrest warrant out for me from.
You better turn yourself in
from
Greg.
From Social Security.
You might want to think. You might want to call them back.
I still have the number. I still have the number. I did speak to a nice gentleman.
I don't
ask me for my Social Security number. I gave
it
to him.
Yes, yeah, smart.
123-45-678. He was not happy.
I don't understand.
Not happy with that.
I really don't understand the phone scam people. Just the
lowest
form.
The people? Oh, I thought you meant the people who like to F around with the phone scam. I am addicted to that.
No,
I
that's
love
great.
Doing it.
No, that's,
love it.
That's fine. That's sort of a good thing out of a bad situation, I suppose. But like, sadly, it probably does work, and that's why they're still doing it.
Oh, no. Anybody over the age of 70, if you called them and asked them for their Social Security number, they would give it to you.
It's not good.
It's the rest of us that have smartened up.
But it's like, even with caller ID, like you see the number. I think my phone even tells me it's like spam.
I get spam on my cell phone.
It's like, it's spam.
I have become so bored and so sloth-like during the pandemic, during most of it.
Sure.
I now answer the phone.
You just want to talk to somebody. That's a cry for help.
It's not necessarily that I want to talk to somebody.
You start asking them questions?
Yes, I just want to know what they have to say. And then what I do is, I think we all have a lot of rage based on what has gone on in this world over
100%.
The last 4 months.
Yes.
I now direct my rage. Instead of directing it towards my wife and my son,
good.
I now direct
redirect
my rage.
It
yes,
to
I
these
redirect
people.
It towards these
no,
people.
I think that's probably the best way of handling it. So you're really just hoping somebody calls you.
Yeah, the phone rings.
You're just very like,
huzzah! Yeah. The phone is rung again. I got it.
Yeah, you're just like tweeting out your phone number.
I know
like
it
Mike
says
Jones.
Swansea on it. It just says Swansea. That's it.
That sounds
I'm
like
answering it.
Somebody that you want to talk to.
Yes.
Just see how they're doing.
Well, they may have a great offer for me.
I'll be like, give me your elevator pitch. I will listen. What do you have? And they're like, wait a minute. Usually people scream.
I got a call from somebody
Welcome
the other
to the Shark Tank.
Yep.
Convince
Let's
me.
Let's go.
Right, exactly. Somebody called me the other day about a chimney sweep.
Is he coming over?
No, they're not.
Oh, okay.
No.
All right. Well,
I may have told them to go.
Well, come on.
Sam.
All right. But what if you had really, a good deal on some chimney sweeps?
You should really entertain it and then be like, ah, unfortunately, yeah. I don't have a chimney.
I think if I was going to start a business, like a new business, I would start off by just cold calling random numbers. That's probably how I would start. Like, listen, I need a,
honestly,
I need
a little... flip open the old door. Yellow pages.
I need a little investment here. No big deal. I'm good for it. You don't know me yet, but you will. We're business partners.
And you show up at their front door. That worked 40 years ago. Why
there was people in my neighborhood the other day going door to door. I don't even know what they were doing. I don't even know
they didn't come to your door?
Shockingly, they didn't.
You know what?
They went across the street. They went next door. I was like watching them. I was looking out the window. I'm like, what are these guys? They parked down the street. It was essentially telemarketers, but like I don't live in the city.
Right.
So I was like, what are they doing? And they were just going house to house to house, pitching something.
You know what I had about 2 years ago? And it wasn't scary for me. I was scared for them. It was like 8:45 at night on like a Tuesday.
Yeah, forget that.
And the doorbell rings. And I'm upstairs. My wife's like, somebody's at the door. Somebody's at the door. It's 8:45.
Yeah, that's
freaking
weird.
Out. It's two girls. Had to be like 17 years old. They were Mormons on a mission.
Oh, boy.
And it's 8:45 at night, ringing my doorbell, asking us about religion and if we needed anything. And I'm just thinking to myself.
That would remind me of the movie The Strangers. 17-year-old girl ringing the doorbell.
Who puts the girls in that place?
Terrible.
I mean, it's not like I live in a dangerous neighborhood. I'm not, you know, I don't live in Beirut, but still, it's 8:45 at night in a strange town, in a strange, you know,
I don't like
in a strange state.
I don't like it.
I wasn't a fan of it myself.
All right, we're going to turn our attention back to Cam Newton. He, the hype is really picking up, both from him and from the team. We're both very excited about it, but have your expectations now changed? You know, maybe you had certain expectations once you knew he was coming to the team, but over these last week plus, have you changed how you feel about that? We'll talk about Cam Newton. Your phone calls as well, 617-779-7937. It is Dale and Keefe with Greg Dickerson, Sports Radio WEEI.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.